ever felt yourself feeling just not where you want to be spiritually? Not where you want to be as a parent, as a spouse, as a church leader, or somebody who serves in the church? That's where I've been lately. Hello, everybody. It's been a while. Sorry, I have been MIA. I've developed a bit of imposter syndrome. If you don't know what that is, it's basically when you are doing something and you feel like you shouldn't be, because A, you're not educated enough, B, you're not good enough, C, so many other people can do it better, and the list goes on. So that's kind of what happened to me, and that is partially why I haven't recorded any podcasts lately, because there are just so many people out there, and there's just so much content, and so much people putting all their time into their content. It's like other level commitment to this ministry, or to this journey, or to this creative space that these people have. And I'm like, I don't do that. Should I do that? If I'm not doing that, does that mean no one's going to be listening to my content? Anyway, all that to say, that doesn't matter, because whether or not imposter syndrome comes into your head, what I've heard, sure, other people might be doing those things, but there's only one you, and you can just reach people that maybe that other person can't. And it's true. And so here we are. And besides, I'm not doing this podcast just because I like it. I'm doing it because I was searching for community, and there might be other people searching for community with like-minded, Christ-centered, wanting to reach higher, wanting our children to reach higher and have a mindset where we're developing hearts that are ready for heaven. We are sharing Jesus with other people. We are becoming more Christ-like as families. And also the real struggles and the real aspects of that as well. So, like I mentioned in the intro, I have often felt like I'm not where I want to be in terms of my relationship with God and the way I am reacting with my children, with my husband, just with other people. You know, impatience is a major struggle for me. I feel like I'm high strung all the time, and so like any little thing really sets me off. Some days are better than others, but I feel like most of the time, like personally, I feel like I'm just high strung. I'm tight wired all the time. And that's just something I wanted to talk about today. There is a program that we absolutely love, and it's geared towards children. And then they also released weekly devotionals for adults, which I thought was really cool because I was looking for something, a new devotional material. And so this came at the right time. And so I look at this devotional and the memory verse and the further study and the commentary that the writer has for that week's lesson. So I wanted to talk about something that she mentioned in what she wrote. God's people, so the descendants of Seth, didn't plan to leave God. Like they lived on a mountain far away from the Canaanites in the valley. Canaanites. They worshipped God, and they would only sometimes go down to where all the other people were. But then they realized how much they liked it, and the more they liked it, the more they spent time there. And then the more they spent time there, what they had seen as sin became less and less looking like sin to them. So they lost their sensitivity to sin. And so they had slowly drifted away from their initial standpoint of sin and ultimately their relationship with God. So the writer then goes on to compare what valleys like that can be for us. So when we get busy, we get bored, we get restless, And we drift away from God in really small and subtle ways at first. So I'll read a little bit from here. So I'm quoting here. It says, "Our morning devotionals are interrupted until they aren't happening. Our evening prayers get cut short because we're so tired. We fall asleep while praying. The sermon is heard, but we have no idea what was said because our minds wandered or our eyes were distracted. Small things that happen to everyone, but added together, they inch us away from God and not toward." So one of the questions she asks at the end of this devotional is, where am I? Am I on the mountaintop or am I drifting toward the valley? And when I stopped and reflected that question, I thought, whoa, I am so in the valley. So this morning when I was washing dishes before, you know, the day before my husband had to start working, I was jokingly said, "Honey, I'm in the valley." And he looked at me kind of puzzled, and I explained, you know, this devotional, and he said, "You know what? I feel that way too." And the more I thought how much I'm in the valley, I thought, yeah, there are some things that I kind of got away thinking like, oh, that's not a big deal. It's not as big of a deal as I thought it was. Or maybe I'm being too strict in an area that doesn't require being so strict about it. And also, there are just things that I know I should be praying about more that I'm not. And God has really placed it on my heart to really dedicate some time every day to pray for this thing. You know, like, oh, I really need an answer about this thing. What am I going to do? I really need God to guide me. And, you know, and then I pray for it kind of passively. Then, I mean, do I really expect an answer if I just pray for something passively? So I felt in my heart that this particular circumstance I needed to pray for every day in order to get an answer before I really have to make a decision. And then also we need to pray for our children more. I need to pray for my daughters because my parents had two girls, so me and my sister. So I know what it's like to be a girl, a child, a preteen, a teenager, a young adult. And my girls are going to have their own experiences as well. And one of my girls already definitely has my personality, like 100%, like through the roof, my personality. And because of that, I know that there are things I want to work with her to help her as she gets older in certain stages of her life where I noticed I struggled. I'm not saying she will struggle, but I want to prepare for that should it happen. And in order for me to really do that, I have to pray for them. And in each season of life, because there's just so much out there. You don't need me to tell you that. But it's heartbreaking to hear these stories that these young children go through. You know, the heartache, the confusion, the bullying, the addiction, all that stuff that we may have dealt with when we were younger, but it's different now because there are things that are different now that we didn't have when we were growing up. So yeah, we need God's divine hand to guide us all the way to make the right decisions, to stand for our principle, to be firm in the decisions that we've made when it comes to raising our children. And that's just something I really feel in my heart I shouldn't be passive about. I really need to pray for my girls. And I also need to get out of this valley. I need to constantly ask God for help. And yeah, but I'm struggling right now. I'm struggling with impatience. I'm struggling with being Christ-like to those around me. Yeah, those are my current struggles. So have you found yourself in the valley lately? If you have, what have been your tactics? What was that moment where you were like, this is what I got to do to fix it? Or I don't really know what to do to fix it. I feel like I'm losing my patience for the first thing in the morning. For those of you on the mountaintop, staying close to God The more time you spend with God, you have clarity over the decisions that you've made. And it's not so gray. I mean, sometimes there definitely are those gray things, but I feel like the less time you spend with God, the less time I spend with God, the fuzzier things become. Anyways, I want to end this by reading a scripture found in Matthew 26:41. And that says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."